come on my call now. Please. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Are we good?
I think so. I'm going to merge. I'm on the phone with him right now. I'm going to merge the call.
Or I can merge him. If you want to give me his number, I can merge him in.
I'm going to merge him. I have it on right now.
Okay, cool.
Well, we need all this contact anyway, though. Give me one second.
Yeah. Okay.
Micah, you there?
Yeah.
All right. You there?
Hi, yeah. Micah.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm so glad to hear it. So my name's Amy. I'm going to be one of the people taking really good care of you. First things first, what is your phone number?
951.
Mm-hmm.
282.
Mm-hmm.
4347. And that's work, business, personal, all of it.
Okay. Is it M-I-C-A-H?
Yes.
Last name?
North, like the direction.
Oh, again. Wow. I got the North cousins here. This is beautiful. Okay. Stand by, momento. All right, I'm putting you both on the account as holders. Both of you can call in and make any kind of change or adjustment. Obviously, I'm going to put Danny only because I've been dealing with him. You're going to be like the primary, though, right? But Micah can call in to make changes.
Yeah, it should be equal. That's what we were just talking about right now, and Mike is having some second thoughts on, because we have to create a headquarters. We're having to create, like, what number we're going to use, the primary contact, the primary address.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, why is everything being set up, like, at your place? And I'm like, well, I'm not trying to, like, get everything set up at my place if we want to get a mailbox or whatever. You know,
yeah.
I'm just feeling like, hey, I'm putting in money, I'm putting in equal share, but then I'm not getting equal rights to stuff.
Okay,
you know?
So let me explain it to you like this. Let me explain it to you like this.
It's just a head and a lead. It don't matter.
I understand. But listen, you guys are actually going to get a call tracking number because, Micah, you own your own business as well outside of this, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you own your own business on this business phone number we're speaking on. Danny owns his own business on this business phone number we're speaking on. So no matter what, I don't want to mess with either one of the other businesses that you guys have going. We're going to create a neutral number that's going to be a business call tracking number, okay? And it's going to direct to whichever phone number you guys want. And if you want it forwarded to one or to the other, all you have to do is say that. Okay, if you guys choose to get just a straight business line only for this, then we can have it forwarded to that. But if you want me to have the verification code sent to your physical address, as long as you don't have your other business verified there, that's fine. The only thing is, see, he has Image Pest Control verified at a UPS box back in the day. Google doesn't allow us to verify UPS or PO boxes any longer. So if you have your current business verified at your home address as a home office, then it's not going to allow us to verify there. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it's going to lock up both of the Google business pages, and that's not going to work for either one of you. We want to create something brand new. So basically, the information is just going to be hidden on Google, the physical address, until you guys have like an actual walk-in office. It's literally just going to show the city, state, and zip code for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
But you have full access and authorization to call in and make change and adjustment. And if you prefer to be the primary contact on this, that's fine. But we usually just have one person who's the primary, but both people have ability to call in and make changes. Well, I've even had 5 or 6 partners, to be honest with you, on some of these bigger corporations and stuff, where we have multiple people that call in to make changes or adjustments or want to update on the account. Everybody has complete access. We're not trying to cut you out by any means. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know that.
Okay. So which phone number do you guys want to set this up under? Do you want to set it up under Micah's or do you want to set it up under Daniel's?
Drum roll, Danny.
Huh?
Drum roll.
It's up to you. I don't care.
Oh, God. You're a better salesman.
It's going to make my life a lot easier if we have it set up under Daniel's only because I've already got everything going. I'm just going to throw it out there.
There you go.
If nobody I'm just going to throw that out there, okay?
Let's just do that, and then if we come down and we need to change it later, exactly. We can always change it later.
At any point in time, we can absolutely change it. It is nothing that's set in stone. So this is what I'm going to tell you, is your client onboarding appointment is set for tomorrow between 9 and 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The technician's going to call from an 877 phone number. Anytime at all that we're making phone calls out to you other than when I'm calling you myself, it's going to be an 877 phone number that contacts you. So, and each one of our agents actually has the ability to go in and make change and adjustment so we can actually conference call both of you at the same time. So, yeah, I know you guys obviously know how to use the patching in and three-way calling, but we also have the ability. So if you both want to be in on the calls, that's not a problem either. What I'm doing right now is I'm sending out my direct phone number and extension line, the number for client support to you, and then I'm also going to send you out a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that walks you through how to track your success with the package. Danny, I will send you all of yours in a moment because the first invoice that I'm going to process is going to be Micah's, so I need him to receive his invoice on his phone number before I swap everything out, okay?
Okay. I gotta go in and get my card.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make the changes here.
While he's doing that, I'm going to go grab my payment info. I'll be right back.
All right, guys.
Yeah, sorry, I just got home.
Where do you live?
Hemet?
Okay, I'm familiar. I grew up in Apple Valley, and I owned a house in Corona.
Oh, nice.
And I live in Huntington Beach, so I've been all over the place.
Yeah, I've been out here way too long.
One thing we were just talking about right now is putting the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
If we use my address, I'm in Riverside. He's out in Hemet. He's on, like, the San Jacinto, on the kind of like the east side of Hemet, okay? Northeast side of Hemet.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if we put his house at the headquarters, we're going to have a lot of dead space, being the San Jacinto National Forest, having Indio Palm Springs. We're really not trying to do a whole lot of work out that way.
It's true.
If I put it from my house, it takes us on a, I'm looking at this calc map, it's saying 50.12 mile radius.
But let me pause you before you go. I understand what you're saying, but listen, we also have the ability to target by county if you want. It doesn't have to be a 50-mile blanket. It doesn't have to be only miles. We can do by county. We can do by miles. We could do the top 15 cities or the top 15 zip codes. Okay?
Okay.
So if you want to start with the 50 miles for now, that's cool, but you're going to have all night to think about it. Tomorrow, they're going to go over it again with you, and you can change it at any time. Okay?
Okay.
At any time, but if you want, yes, we would verify there in Hemet if that's what he wants. We're going to verify in Hemet. And then, yes, it could be more of a moot point as far as getting the marketing going because you're in a more prominent area than he is. Okay, and I see where you're going with that. But we can also make Hemet one of the target markets if we go by city or by county because he's in San Bernardino County. You're in Riverside.
No, we're both Riverside County.
Oh, is Hemet in Riverside County?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me ask you this. What's the point? When you ask me, like, what's the business address? What's the difference whether it's his house, my house, whatever? Are we going to be getting any sort of mail or are they
you're going to get the PIN code in the physical mail. And then once you get that PIN code, you guys have to give us that PIN code because this is what actually verifies the business with Google and makes you one of the red dots on the map. This process.
Okay. And then,
I've never put my business out on net, my total home repair, but I do have it registered with my EIN number to my business, to my house.
Uh-huh.
Is that gonna, pull up in Google?
No, I'm pulling it. I'm looking right now. I'm looking total home repair in Hemet, California.
It's total home repair and design.
And design.
And design.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, that's good. I like staying under the radar.
Yeah. Well, let me know when you're ready to take it to the big times.
I'm actually running with an Airbnb realtor guy that we're taking.
Wow. That's
five bedroom, six bath, like 5,500 square feet, turning it into 9 bedrooms, 9 baths, and it rents out for like $4,000 a night.
Yeah. My husband, he does football coaching, and he coaches for a guy who has big money like that, and he started one out in Palm Springs, and it houses like, I think like 12 people total. It has a pool. Like, that place goes for something ridiculous. Absolutely. I don't even know how much it goes for because he lets us stay there for free. My little family of three, he lets us stay there for free in this huge house.
Yeah.
But that is a cash cow right there, and definitely stay on that trip.
Yep. It's a 4-year plan and it's paid off.
That's
and
beautiful.
And they just bought this house for 3.2 mil.
Wow. That's beautiful. You know, let me see here. Well, if you have my contact information, if you ever do want to do anything with yours or you want, any specialty services separate of this, we have quite a different price point. We have month-to-month services. We have quite a few things available to you. Okay, Micah?
All right. I'm ready anytime you are for that
okay,
card.
I need your home address or the billing address for the card.
25
Mm-hmm.
191
mm-hmm.
Jutland, JUTLAND Drive,
mm-hmm.
Kemet, ACMET, California, 92544.
Visa, Amex, MasterCard, or Discover?
I believe it's Master.
Start with a 5?
This one. Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead with the card number.
5178-0592
mm-hmm.
6557-9665.
Expiration month and year?
0926.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
573.
Okay, I'm going to read a voice verification. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait and read the voice verification at the end to both of you together and just have you both answer accordingly. So I'm processing payment on your MasterCard right now for $1,500, correct?
Correct.
Okay, give me a moment. It said decline. Retry action. Did you get a notice?
Not yet. Yeah, maybe. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Sorry.
I could hear it. I heard it.
All right. Try it again.
Okay. Let me update.
Yeah, it said great. Okay.
Okay, cool. It's all for your protection, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've only been hit a couple times.
Okay. It needs a minute. Let me give it just a minute here. So what I'll do while I'm waiting that minute is I'm going to go ahead and read the voice verification to you guys because I don't want to keep wasting your time. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call, actually all of the call is recorded for quality assurance, to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you guys. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Rajuba Shingle.
Please state both of your names and title within the business.
Micah North.
Daniel Morris, partner.
Partner.
Are you both authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
in order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're both actively involved in your campaign. Do you guys agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is February 10th, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $2,500. This split will go to $1,500 even to Micah North and $1,000 even to Daniel North. This will not be a reoccurring payment, as this is a 12-month contract. On February 10th of 2023, the payment will automatically renew at the flat rate of $299 for a month-to-month with a $48 hosting fee for the website. So it would be right around $350, and it will revert back to Daniel's card, as his will be the last one that I process. In the event that you need to update billing information, you will have access to do so from the client dashboard as well as from any of the agents or myself. Do you guys agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, now I'm going to go back to billing and see if it's going to let me charge your card. Okay, it's telling me I need to wait 5 minutes for this. Okay. I'm not exactly sure why it's not letting me go in. Let me see here. If my supervisor is even left, I think he might have left for the day. Okay. Let me just make sure that I have the, I don't see, if you got the notice, then I have the card number correct. There's no chance that I have an incorrect card number.
Yeah,
so
it's okay. Good. Did you, you know, the whole text,
authorize
yes or no,
that?
Text, yes.
Yeah. Okay,
it says,
so maybe
great.
It's just
it's
taking
all good. Just try again.
Okay, it's probably just taking its time. Okay. All right. So now that I've gotten all of that, Micah, if you need to go, everything is squared away with you. I can go ahead and let you go. I just have to wait the next 5 minutes before I'm going to be able to process your card. So once it's processed, you will receive email or text message notification of the invoice, and you will just need to sign that invoice. It'll have everything stated that we're providing for you and getting everything going for you. It will come over via text message, and it will come over to the business email as well, okay?
Okay, and you said tomorrow in between what time?
9 and 10 a.m. is the client onboarding is set. So if you want me to have them patch you in, I can go ahead and put that information in here, or Danny can take care of that when they reach out.
Do I need to be on there, Danny?
That's up to you, dude. I'm the one that set that up. I figured that I would take care of that. But if you want to be a part of it, you can. If you need to change the time, they have one for next week or for tomorrow.
No, just leave it at that. Just leave it at that. Have them pass me in. I'll be available.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll call you all three when you get it.
You guys have the one tomorrow at 9 a.m. and then the following Friday is for the custom website design at 9 a.m. Okay?
No, the web design was 11 to 12, right?
11 to 12. I apologize. You're absolutely right, because you did go ahead and accept those.
Yeah, because you said they don't get in until later.
Yes, the lady doesn't get in until a little bit later.
Yeah, okay. That was not a problem.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you, Micah, and I hope that everything goes really well for you guys and getting everything set up. This is going to be really successful.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Micah, Did you want to be a part of the call still, or did you have stuff you had to do?
I don't have nothing to do. I'm home.
Oh, okay.
Well, I thought you had to go.
You don't have to go. Yeah. I just have to wait like the 5 minutes. Yeah, I have to wait the 5. We're like 3 minutes into a 5-minute wait before it's going to let me try to process the card again. And then after that, I still just have to get Daniel's information.
Yeah, and that's all. And then after that, you process it, and then tomorrow we're on a phone call.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
So,
all right, I'll let you guys do your thing. I'll bounce out. Danny, just call me later.
Okay. All right, I was going to go over the stuff about the address stuff that you were concerned about.
Oh, it don't matter. I mean, if like she said, we're just going to go by county or we're going to go by zip or whatever it is,
so
we can break it all out in between.
Yeah, so I was trying to explain to Micah the whole address. All you guys are looking for is like where they're going to be able to do the Google My Business, right?
Correct. And then we're going to run the ads wherever you guys want to show up in the ads, but we need to drop the pin.
Okay, so are we going to
take this off the speaker?
If we end up doing that, is it going to pin drop like my actual house or his actual house on Google Maps as far as showing that here's the location where they operate out of?
Nope.
Or are we able to hide that?
We hide that. We protect your personal information because a lot of businesses, especially since the past 3 years with COVID, have had to go remote, and Google protects that. So it will only show the city, state, and zip code.
So what's the whole point in whether it's his address or my address? Are we going to get any notifications, or are we going to get, or is it just verifying that this is an actual address?
Well, no, you're not going to get any mail or notifications there. What's going to happen is it's just going to we have to drop the pin. So you're going to want to drop the pin in a more populated area only because it's going to rank better, in my opinion. But if you want to do it in Hemet, that's perfectly fine. It might rank faster because it's got less, less action there. There's less competition, so to speak.
You just sealed the deal. Then drop it at Danny's address.
Okay.
If it's more
okay.
populated there and it does better for our business, then drop it there.
Right.
Okay. My next question was, we're talking about getting a mailbox so that we have like an actual physical address that can sign for if we ever order anything like packages or anything like that. The UPS store or my mailbox down on University, those people, both of them actually do the same thing. They will accept packages. They will, like, we can have mail go there. We can have the UPS store. I have 24-hour access. So, to me, that's the better deal. Like, when somebody asks you, hey, what's your address? You give them that address. If you have a business card, here's the address. And then if they do try to come by, they're like, hey, I don't see your business. Like, well, that's a mailbox. It's a mailing address. That's not our physical address.
Right, and that's perfect. Because, and we can put that on the website itself as well. Once you have the address, once you have the mailbox assigned, we can put that P.O. box or however. A lot of businesses do it like that. A lot of businesses
Right, and that
like
just keeps it from people showing up at your personal residence, knocking on your door trying to sell you crap.
Correct.
So,
absolutely.
Okay, so that's one of the things that I was wanting to do. Okay, so that's what we're going to end up doing. So we don't have – there's no need for us to – because even when I filed for my DBA – I used my my La Sierra address for mailing address, and I used my I have a shop right now for my pest control business. I use that actual address, but I don't know how much longer I'm going to have that address. So I don't really want to use it. I want to go get a separate mailbox for this, pay for the year. It costs us like $100, $120 bucks, and just do it that way. Then we'll have an actual physical mailing address, and people can send us, whatever mail they need to send us, or any ads. If we go and we register with the county, I know that the newspapers and all that try to send you out all this junk. The cable companies, they get all the new DBA filings.
Right.
So they'll send a bunch of junk mail.
Right. Yeah. So you definitely want that going to the P.O. box just so you can, you can get that kind of, filter that kind of out. Let me see here.
Yeah, and then I even use it for my bank, for the P.O. box. That's the mailing address. So when they send bank statements and all that, we'll just go to the P.O. box, or it will be on online versions.
Right, exactly.
So, okay.
Micah.
Yeah.
This is still telling me that it's declining the transaction.
What?
Yeah, it's still declining. I've even had my boss go in and make sure. I've tried to process this card 7 times.
Okay.
And it's not taken, my friend.
That's weird.
It is weird.
It's a brand new card, too.
I understand.
Well, it's an updated card. It's not my old card.
Right.
517805.
Hold on. Let me go back. Because I code's out. Let me just do it again just to make sure. 5108.
No, 5178.
5178.
05.
05.
92.
92.
6557.
557.
9665.
9665.
Expiration Yep, expiration 09.
September 26, security code 573. So let me repeat the card back to you. 5178-0592-6557. I just got an extra 5 in there. Hold on. 6557-9556.
Nope, 9665.
I am off my game today. Okay, 5178-0592-6557-9665.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go back in again. Nope.
All right, hold on. Let me do the math.
Is it actual credit card or your bank account?
Let me do this. While you're figuring that out, let me go ahead and get Danny's process. That way we can just square this away. Danny, is your billing address going to be your home office of 3232?
No, the billing address is going to be the 3380 La Sierra Avenue. Number 104-412,
mm-hmm.
Riverside 92503. I think you have that address, I think.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm inputting it. Give me a moment here. Okay. And your card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Going to be a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead.
5581.
Mm-hmm.
5854.
Mm-hmm.
2286.
Okay.
3726.
Expiration month and year?
It's 06 of 23.
And the three-digit code on the back?
990. And that's got a different name on the card. I don't know if you need that or not.
What name is on it?
Mindy North, M-I-N-D-Y.
Okay. Let me see what happens here. Okay, so yours cleared, so I know it's not my system.
Okay.
Yeah, yours right. Cleared. Because for a moment there, I was like, maybe it's us. You know, you never know.
Yeah. All right. I flip-flop cards. I'll use a different card.
Okay, let me change everything out here. Hold on.
The American Express.
Hey, American Express will never do you wrong, ever. All right, I need your address again though, Micah, because it only lets me clear it for one screen.
25191 Jutland, Jutland Drive, Hemet, Cal, Hemet, 92544.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Card number is 3792-5377-02-01-000, expiration 11-23.
Four-digit code on the
front. 9036. Watch that one, send me a freaking verification, too.
Hey, they're protecting your money, you know? No, it went through right away. Right away. It's already cleared.
Yeah, that one's not a new card. That one's an old card, but been paid off many times.
No worries. Okay, everything is good to go. So from here on out, let me see here. Okay, so it looks like the terms and conditions went to your cell phone, Micah. They went to your cell phone, and it has, it's going to have, I believe that that one is going to have Daniel's name on it. It only put one name on it because it processed all the way through, and his was the primary on the cart, on the account. So with that being said, you do have access to all of the terms and conditions, and I can email those over to you directly if you want. But for this one, it just needs to say Daniel North and check the box certifying that you guys understand everything as I have laid it out to you within there, okay?
Okay, so on the very bottom of that text message from Daniel, mm-hmm. it has my name, your name, Micah North, sign here. So I put my name or Daniel's name?
No, whoever's name is there. Put whoever's name is there, please. I'm trying to look at it right now to see how it's going, and it's giving me a little bit of a – this call has been a little toughy on me, just a tiny bit. let me see. I'm going to send one to you right now as well, Daniel. Let me see what happens with your terms and conditions.
All right, mine's good, and it just says now username and password login.
Okay, you'll get that via email within about 7 days' time. You guys will get your username and password. You're welcome to go ahead and bookmark that because that is the tracking and reporting system from with which you're going to be able to track your success with the entire package, okay?
Okay.
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 And then just so we're clear, by doing this the year in advance, if for whatever reason we choose to part ways,
mm-hmm.
we're not having all of our web page and all that taken down. We assume all that stuff, right?
Correct. You've purchased that. That's what you've done. You first purchased that. You will have to take it somewhere for hosting, but you have purchased it by doing this. Absolutely.
So all
logo,
all
that. The Google business, all of it. All of it is yours to keep. Absolutely. Okay?
Okay. Okay, cool. I appreciate it. And so we're all wrapped up on this so far?
We're completely good to go. Tomorrow, just be on the lookout for that call coming from our 877 number between 9 and 10. You'll get an email and a text message 1 hour before the appointment. If for any reason you're unable to keep it, then just go ahead and text or email back in and say, hey, I need to push it back this time or whatever the case is, okay?
Okay. All right. And then after this, after we get some success on this,
mm-hmm.
Touch back with me because I'm probably going to do the same thing for my pest control business.
Right. Okay.
Like I told you before, I don't know why I haven't done it with my pest control. I just, you know, I'm doing investing all this into a new business, and my bread and butter, I'm not even doing this with. You know what I mean? So
right.
Might as well start to look at that for the bread and butter business too.
Absolutely.
So, all right. I appreciate your help. Sorry for dragging this out for so long. And getting,
it's okay. You were true to your word.
I blame Danny.
Well, let me tell you. Let me see when I opened this account. Hold on. He was referred to me by a friend of our supervisor's, and the account was opened October 19th of last year. Okay. I've literally been chasing him for 5 months.
November, okay. I was like, all right, let's do it, Danny. And he's like, no, not yet. And then after that,
I think everybody
like,
got COVID. I got COVID.
Yeah.
He got COVID. Everybody got COVID is what happened.
Dude, I got COVID. I got COVID twice.
What do you mean? I'm immune.
I got COVID.
There is no such thing as COVID.
I got COVID when we went to the river, and I got it at the beginning of this year. Well,
oh,
I'm pretty sure I have.
I just never tested, crazy. So I'm going to say I never got it.
All right. Everything's good to go, you guys. I appreciate your patience. Thank you for everything, and I'm here if you need to speak with me. Danny, I'm going to text over you have my direct phone number and extension line, so you have everything you need. And Micah has it, too. Okay, you guys are good to go.
Okay, cool. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, guys. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.